Our Troy Locker Room Chat continues here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tamman continuing on as the basketball season rolls along and our conversations with the Troy basketball coaches presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. Boys basketball coach Jonathan Rodvelt dialed up with us here today. Coach, we appreciate it as always, and your team playing some good basketball right now since we last talked. A couple of wins. You beat Washington County Friday, 82-68, and always a tough place to play is at Centralia. You won it in a tight one on Tuesday, 47-43. It seems like your team's playing some good ball right now.
Yeah, no, we've started to shoot the ball really well, and it's kind of been, I guess you'd call it a hot streak, but we're pretty balanced in our scoring. We have one scorer, Reagan Hartman, that comes out, and he's kind of our leader on the court, and he'll kind of get us going. But then other guys have played really well. Christian Etherton has had some big nights for us. Then Logan Blevins and Seth Judd and then we got our rebounders and our guys that just have to go out and be physical and Preston Christensen and Rogan Morris we're playing good team basketball. We're pretty balanced overall. Washington County was a really hot start for us. We scored 58 points in the first half, and then of course we told them, not everything's gonna go in the second half, and we started off hot still and then we cooled down, but our defense wasn't very good. We started trading baskets back and forth, and then we did start missing outside shots and weren't very disciplined on the offensive end, and so they also got red hot. So it was everything was kind of going in for both teams. And they were way out there. They've got some good shooters. They're a young team, but very good shooters. And they got a little bit of size to them. And so I think as they continue on into the rest of the season and especially for the future, Washington County is going to be in pretty good shape. But won that 182-68. And then, going out to Centralia last night, we knew that one was going to be a tough one. That's a very tough place to play. And it doesn't matter, what their record is or who they got out on the floor. It's still Centralia. And it's expected that they're going to be a very tough team to play against. I think it was maybe 5-6 or 7-8 at the end of the first quarter. So it was back and forth. Shoot, nobody had scored until probably 5-6 minutes left in the first quarter. So it was pretty stagnant at the beginning. And then we tried to do what we do best, push the ball down the floor, and we got into some good rhythm offensively, and the guys are starting to learn how to play just spreading the floor and not having to call too many things, and if we get stagnant, we'll go with a set play to kind of get us reorganized. But Christian Etherton led the way there, and he had a big game last night. He had 17, and so he's putting together a good stretch here for us offensively.
Yeah, no doubt. And you guys have played really good basketball. Again, 5 straight wins. You've won 8 of your last 9, and you kind of touched up on it a little bit with, some guys banged up here and there. Some other guys are stepping up, and it's certainly been kind of a collective effort here in the last month or so. And you mentioned Lynn. That's the opponent coming up on Friday. Longer trip. Always a tough place to play. They're coming off a win that snapped the 5-game losing skid. They beat Washington County 52-46 on a Tuesday. So you kind of look at the scout there. Maybe what do they present and some problems potentially that they could give you on Friday?
They've actually got some good speed. So we like to try and throw the press on people and if it's working, we stick with it. And if they beat it more than a few times, we kind of back off of it. But they're fast. And so I think they have the potential to be able to get down the floor if we don't keep our good shape, defensively in our press. They're tough and they're gritty, and they've got some fight to them for sure this season. So you know, they got a couple kids that can knock down some shots, and you know, we just got to go out there and really focus on the things that we do best, and really execute, and not let it get to a floppy game. And so those are, you know, these are the games that kind of decide whether, you know, what kind of team you're going to be. Are you going to be the mature team that's really learned your lesson as you've gone throughout the season, or are you going to repeat the same mistake? So we're looking for good execution out there, and just keep going with it.
There it is, Troy basketball coach on the boys' side. That is Jonathan Rodvelt. Our conversation with the coach always presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. Troy playing some good basketball right now, coming off the win against Centralia. They're back to it Friday at Lynn. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Good luck Friday.
All right, thank you.